Right, so I'm here now with Jane Slade Wetton, who's the Head of Learning for Academic and Higher Education at the Isle of Wight College. So Jane, how did the collaboration with Solent Careers Hub first come about?
It was actually through just an email from one of the members of staff, Akine, and we started talking about the tasters, and originally it was going to be one day, and then it seemed to expand across two as more and more primary schools actually just became more enthused by the idea. And it was a lovely thing to be part of. I think that organising it was a little bit of a challenge.
It's like planning a wedding, isn't it? All this scheduling.
It really was. There was a lot to consider, because it's that responsibility of having smaller people on the campus, and the campus has got lots of different areas that they were going into. But actually, the staff team were excellent and really kind of like got into it.
I actually think from talking to the staff that I've spoken to today, it's a refreshing change for them as well, because, you know, you like to think that staff get to develop their careers while they're working at the college, but you do get into a rhythm of the age group that you teach, and to teach a different age group for a couple of days is a bit of a challenge and a bit of a change for them, isn't it?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it was actually 2 days right at the end of our academic year. It's in what's known as the admin week, and so, you know, staff are very tired, but they did enjoy it. And it takes you back and reminds you as to why you actually do teach. Very enthusiastic young people, kind of like putting their hands up, asking questions. I mean, particularly when I was watching one of the tasters, which was in health and social care, and they were looking at poo. And of course, it's one of those subjects that you think they're going to kind of like not know a lot about. And actually, the hands that shot up when all the questions were being asked was wonderful. It really was.
It's because we have the National Poo Museum on the island now. I think it's out there.
Absolutely. The poo word is definitely out there. No, it was lovely.
I think the thing that struck me about it was it was really nice to see the kids collaborating with one another as well, and genuinely show, as you said, showing enthusiasm, but also being quite open to ideas for the future. So it strikes me as it's the ideal time to for not just the college but other training providers to engage with that group of youngsters, really.
Yeah, I think when I was talking to Akine, she was citing the Creative Careers Week, which took place February this year. And that's actually when we started doing tasters of this type. And that's where it came from. It was that rotation of groups through the creative industry sector. And it was very rewarding. And she actually came to see that. And that's where her idea, or the idea, kind of like started to grow from. I think that year six is, you're quite right, year six is one of those years where you are planting a seed for their future careers. And whether or not that comes to fruition is a different matter. It's not that. It's actually getting them excited about possibility of different opportunities in areas that they actually may never have considered before. And I think, as if I track back through my own life, I think that would have been really good. When I was younger, I think, you know, my first port of call was police in the army, and I end up in education. I'm not too sure there's much difference there, but I think I think it would have been really nice.
Yeah, as you say, it's just that start point. It's just getting the mind ticking over in that way.
Yeah,
I mean, I could see light bulb moments go on amongst kids, even if it were saying, actually, this really isn't for me. So do you think this might be the start of something that's an annual event, maybe? Or
I think so. I think it went incredibly well.
I know the staff at the college were very committed to delivering something great for the kids.
They were.
And the schools were very appreciative and willing to work with us. So I think a positive all round for
the
event.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.